Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, she was about to give birth, being great with child. The journey was long and drawn out. The journey was tiring. Down, down, down they went. Up, up, up they went. And the cycle, it was repeated over and over, over and over until the birth of the child. I'm talking about Kara and I and the birth of our daughter Grace. I bet you thought I was talking about Mary and Joseph and the birth of Jesus, our Savior. Before Grace was born, Kara was given orders not to leave the hospital, but to get out and walk. And so we did. Down 12 flights of stairs, we would walk, Kara bracing herself against me, and then we would ride the elevator to the top of the hospital, and we'd walk down the stairs again. We did that for hours, literally from the middle of the afternoon until after 10 p.m. For hours upon hours, we walked down the stairs, rode up the elevator, down and up, over and over again. The journey for Mary and Joseph wasn't in a hospital, but it was across a rugged Judean landscape. Down, down, down into the valley they would travel, up, up, up the mountain they would climb. They had to travel about 80, maybe 90 miles to get to the city of Joseph's ancestors, south along the flatlands of the Jordan River and over the hills, no, mountains surrounding Jerusalem. And on into Bethlehem. There's a similarity between the two tales, and that is just the point. We can so relate to the birth of Jesus the Christ. Each of us can tell stories about the birth of our children, or our sister's children, or our friend's children. We can so relate to the birth of Jesus the Christ through the human nature. Christ's humanity was not merely a fleshly shell that God rented or used for a temporary amount of time. God did not just live in the flesh as a man, but the Word became flesh. God incorporated the human nature into His eternal being. In the incarnation, humanity has been permanently incorporated into the Godhead. God is now a man in addition to being God. At the virgin conception, God acquired an identity that He would retain for the rest of eternity. His human existence is both authentic and permanent. Jesus' humanity is not something that can be discarded or dissolved back into the Godhead, but He would always and forever exist in heaven as a glorified man, albeit God, at the same time. Upon His ascension, Jesus was not deified, but rather glorified. Likewise, at His birth, Jesus did not shed His divine nature. True God, true man. 100% God, 100% man. And as I've already said, you can relate to the human birth of Jesus. But have you thought about the divine birth of Jesus? Have you thought about where Jesus came from? One of my recent favorite Christmas songs comes from Matthew West. It's called Leaving Heaven. It talks about Jesus, the Word, becoming incarnate, leaving heaven, coming to earth. Listen to the lyrics. Well, it's been real nice living way up here in paradise above the atmosphere, but I can't stay long, gotta make my way. I'm leaving heaven today. You see, the world is dark and it needs a light. I'm gonna hang a star in the eastern sky so everybody's gonna know where I touch down. I'm leaving heaven right now. I'm going to walk around that broken earth, trading in these streets of gold. So if you ever wonder how much you're worth, you should know that you're the reason why I'm leaving heaven. Ain't going to be no kingdom, ain't going to be no crown, just a little old manger in a little old town. But I'll do just fine for this humble king. I'm leaving heaven. Let the angels sing. Now this song helps focus on the fact that the Word that existed from all times has become man. Took on human flesh from heaven to earth. How much have you thought about the divine birth of Jesus? Jesus is omniscient. That means all-knowing. Being cradled in Mary's arms, Jesus knew all things. Think about this. The baby Jesus knew the sins that you have committed. The baby Jesus knew the sins that you will commit. The baby Jesus knew the sins of your forefathers, and the baby Jesus knew the sins of your descendants. I mean, really, think about it. Try to wrap your mind around it. When the shepherds hurried to see the newborn babe, Jesus knew all things. The baby Jesus knew the coming temptation of the devil. The baby Jesus knew the coming trial. The trial of the Pharisees and Sadducees, Herod and Pilate. The baby Jesus knew the torture of the cross. And the baby Jesus knew the death to come. More than that, the baby Jesus knew the resurrection of Easter morn, and the baby Jesus knew the resurrection of you on the last day. And with a baby, we think this child has so much to learn. But with this baby, with the baby Jesus, he knew all. To get this idea across, I like to say, the cosmic almighty God in an itty-bitty living space. The Word took on human flesh. Jesus tabernacles among us. From heaven to earth, he who knew all submitted to be all, to be your all in all, to be your everything. In the babe of Bethlehem and the crucified of Calvary, you have a Lord and Savior. Hark, the herald angels sing, joy to the world. So God rest ye, merry gentlemen, all in a little baby. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.